Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And welcome, welcome to the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. Thank you for joining us tonight for this special podcast on ancient wisdom. We're resurrecting ancient wisdom. Are you ready for the resurrection of ancient wisdom? That's what our topic is tonight. There is a strong, strong movement in the spiritual world, in the physical world. All around us, our ancestors are guiding us, leading us to ancient wisdom. And that was Miss Jill Scott singing about the sacredness of this journey, living our life like it is golden, worth something, valuable. Someone asked a question on Facebook recently, are we of any value on this earth? Are we meant to be here, or is it an accident? I thought, wow, who thinks of these questions? Are you kidding? The fact that you are living and breathing on this earth right now, and that you went through the divine process of 9 months of construction in the womb should remind everyone that you are golden, you are precious. The Creator doesn't waste time on anything that's not precious. So 9 months in the womb is your obvious sign that you are golden, you are sacred, you have a great purpose on this earth, and it's time, way past time, we all start living up to this kingdom that we live in, this royal position that we all hold as human beings, microcosms of the universe. So I'm joined tonight, as usual, by my sister, Mama AZ, who's in Arizona, I'm in Florida, and by the great technology of website, internet, and World Wide Web, we come together on this night to talk about being prepared for the resurrection of ancient wisdom. So, Mama AZ, are you there?
Aho!
Aho! We're here in drumming fashion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, aho.
Oh, my God. Sister Viata, I'm just weak in the knees, and I'm going to be nice. I just got through looking at Free Your Mind through Babylon. Get that God dang Babylon thinking out of your brain. Oh, my God. This little sister that my baby, Omega, I didn't have her. However, she's learning and she's growing on me, or I'm growing on her, whichever, doesn't matter. She introduced me to this little sister down to the bone. Oh, my goodness, this black Indian sister, oh, my goodness, who walks with a tall, tall medicine staff. I'm weak in the knees. Sister, that little sister just put out a video. Maybe I'm just being prejudiced because I love her. But the little sister ain't no freaking joke. I done sent it to my daughter. I done sent it to everybody, that you too. I mean, the ascension from Babylon and all of the relevant information. I mean, all I can say is it's like icing on my cheesecake with strawberries and whipped cream. And I'm not kidding. You ought to go in, and I'm talking about Sika. I mean, that lives over there by the Buffalo Soldier Home, Fort Huachuca, Arizona. Okay? Sister, I don't even know where to begin. These Palladians have been walking back and forth. There have been other people walking back and forth here in this spot where I know one of my spacecraft crash landed, and I saw the people in this spacecraft that crash landed here in Arizona, right where I'm residing now, right off of Northern and 35th Avenue. Craft had in it two sisters. One of those sisters was Dr. Stanley, Stephanie Stanley. The other sister was Davita Lewis. And I'm telling you, sister, there has been so much information that the Palladians and others have been making sure that I overstand and I hear what they are communicating. And I'm going to live my life like it's golden and not concern myself anymore with what people think about my message, the ascension of me coming out of my Babylon way of thinking. You should hear sister's video, this little sister seeker. I'll see if somebody can post it all, blow my Facebook page. I call it Facebook with this particular video. But what I want everybody who may be listening to know, there are videos that will be coming that are very relevant to the information that is coming through my gate. And I'm particularly talking about the Palladians, the Pallades, star system that I come from, and many others who are in my circle. Whether they know this or not, I can say this with conviction. I had the inkling to call my brother that came through my mom's gate, Bobby. Bobby Paris of Musicians Hope, and you can look it up on the contraption. He said, "You don't remember any of the things that you did when you were young? Some I do, but most I don't." He began to tell me little bits and pieces. And what I got from that is that I came from this particular star system to do the work that I'm doing. And someone else piggybacked with me to assist me in being and walking in the boldness. Some of these things that I even see on film, Sister Viata, it scares me. Because I'm wondering, physically, how could I have done this alone? With my body makeup, brittle bones, and no one was assisting me, lifting those boulders, those half a trees, or anything. It was someone inside my body helping me with. It's just like the other night. I knew that there were beings here watching me. And for whatever reason, my sister from Houston, Miss Dove, calls me today and reminds me of the YouTube video that I sent her. And I sent it to you too, the Pallades, the book. If you want to know everything about the Pallades, you really should listen to that. Everybody should listen to that. And then I said to her, I said, "Sister, have you been seeing anything?" Or I don't know how the conversation came up. Maybe I asked her, "For why did she make this call? Why did she call me today?" And she said to thank me for sending her this video. And then I asked her, had she been seeing anything, or her son, Andre, have they been seeing anything? And then she said, "It's funny you should ask, because she admitted, yes, we have. And it's even been on the news there over in that Houston, Texas." Well, I looked out my door today, this new day, and the same cloud formation, sister, that I saw when I was residing with Dr. Stanley, Stephanie Stanley, at a home that she had in Surprise, Arizona, I coined it the Red Tent International Healing Center. I opened her front door one morning. Something told me to go in and just open the door to the front. Sister, I kid you not, I literally saw another city in the clouds. I haven't said too much to anybody about this. I don't even remember if I think maybe I did tell Dr. Stanley about it, but something similar happened to me this new day here at Miss Sue's. And I'm like, whoa, it's as though someone wanted me to know that I am not crazy. They wanted me to see. They wanted me to feel and pay attention to even the shifting of energies. Now, recently, what I have done is taken one of my old drums and cut the skin off of it. And it's a clay drum. Some people may call it a water drum, but it's a clay. The bottom or the base of it was clay. Well, the drum had gotten too hot here in this weather, and I took it, and it was splitting. So I cut the whole thing out, and I put some soil in it. And when Sika brought me those stones from Arkansas, they asked me to name these stones because they talked to me. They said, we like to be a part of this grounding pot. So I put four. They brought me seven. And I put four of those stones in the dirt, in this grounding pot, this part of a drum. And I set it by the door where I saw the other city, the cloud formation. And do you know, not only has it grounded me, I'm getting more information intuitively and more beings from the other side seem to be showing up in this spot and communicating with me. And when my friend, Sister Beverly, my sister out of Houston, told me what she did, I knew then why she opened up to me about these sightings, that they too have been seen. And there's another film of Sika's, and her roommate is standing in front of this mountain. And when I saw that film one time, I saw that flash of light. I don't know how many times that I've ran that film back, that YouTube video about her roommate talking in front of that mountain. I didn't see the lights. It's like I didn't see them, but I know that I saw what I saw. And then when Miss Sue came in this new day, she said, you may be interested in the class that I'm taking. And I said, yes, ma'am. Tell me about it. So she puts on this film about, it's not Italy, but it's a YouTube film, and I still can't find it, but it's talking about the ancient ruins and the civilization of people before, and people doing, they didn't farm, they did something else, but we were hunters and gatherers. Well, there was a portion in that film that knocked my socks off, because it was like a labyrinth, and it went back to Sika's pit that she dug. And I also saw flashes of light, like I saw in Sika's film, that I didn't see anymore. And intuitively, I was told, that's your confirmation that there is something there on this land. And we know you understand these signals. And we know how you pay attention to certain things that others don't. And we know how to communicate with you so that you will understand what you got to do, what you have to say, and who you are to relay it to. I kid you not. And Miss Sue wasn't to be expected. I didn't expect to see her until either late tonight or early in the morning. So I said all of this, sister, to make a point. We are being not only visited, we are getting downloads that are already embedded within our DNA about who we really are and what we are supposed to do. And I'm so grateful for Sika. I'm so grateful for Flower O. I'm so grateful for ones like you, Sister, Brother Kwame, Mother Witt, everybody, because here lately I've been in a quandary about, am I on point or what is it? And then for you, Sister, to get this alienness from one of your Facebook followers about, are we a mistake? No. What you're saying, what those ones on that Facebook is saying, they're doubting. But you let them know, Sister Viata, that they ask for this assignment. And if they listen well to the Pallades, the YouTube video that I sent, they will overstand. And Sister Beverly had to re-remind me, and I had to go back and revisit what I had sent to her a while back. You see, everybody, I want you to know, it is just not my ego sending you this information. There are ones that are having me to stop the video right in the middle of getting the information and send it to you before it bumps out of my phone. Because something or somebody is bumping my pictures and a lot of information out of my phone. It's like it's there and then it leaves, it disappears, and I don't do anything. So when I go to look for it, sometimes it's just poof, it's gone. So therefore, I have to stop the video and dial up these people and send them the information, because if I don't, it bugs me. They bug me, and I hear them, and they're saying, send it, whether they look at it at this time or not. Send it. Now, send it. And I do. So, sister, there is an awakening coming, and this business about the Pajama Summit, calling all elder medicine women together, to have a reasoning, a powwow of how we are going to pass on our medicine gifts to those ones that are worthy. However, if one particular little sister, and that's Sika, sister, I don't know, elders can pass stuff to her. I believe it may be the other way around. A bunch of us elders, like she says, some of us need to shut the F up and take a moment to go in the silent zone and learn from this little sister. I'm not kidding you. I'm not here to give anyone the big head. However, I know what I know that I know that I know what I know, this little sister. And whatever else anybody else chooses to know or think or feel, that's them. However, this little sister, I can learn some things from her at 65, and I'm willing. All I know is the Most High, Sister Viata, has placed this little sister in a vortex over there by that Fort Huachuca. And even the conversation that my brother and I had this new day, and then Masu coming to show that video about Turkey and the ruins. And some of that looks like Stonehenge. You ought to see this child's pit. Somebody communicated that to her, just like Camp Arizona at that time. Someone communicated those schematics to this child, she's not a child. She's from another world, who decided that she was going to take human form, come down here and be with these knuckleheads, these creatures, and all of their discombobulated, this religion, that religion, yang-yang religion, ho-ho religion, poo-poo religion, and all of this. Throws you off point, people. Throws you off track. So, sister, everybody is not going to hang like this. Do not have the balls. However, I'm finding more and more out about my life that I didn't even know. And I believe I got some tall balls, and they ain't shrinking. They growing. Especially if I hang out there with that seeker. I am serious. This elder is serious as a heart attack, people. It is something over there by that mountain across the street from her, and they're just waiting to communicate. You see, everybody is not going to deal with the spacecraft and all of this other stuff and going into the other dimensions. However, there are ones like us that came here to do just that, and I'm one of them, period. So this is what the resurrection is a part of, people. And you can't get stuff inside of walls. You must go to nature. And then those ones that do not hear, then it's time for them to boogie on out the camp so that that energy will be able to work freely with the ones that do get it and do hear the trees speak and do hear the stones speak and do hear the wind talk in your ear and do let you know that your ancestors are close when you get a whiff of their favorite cologne or their favorite perfume or their favorite food. That's to let you know we're in the house, baby. We're near you, and you're not crazy. That's what Mothers for the Earth is all about. That is what that land over there by that mountain, over there where the buffalo soldiers at Huachuca, the 7th Cavalry, all of that, Geronimo. Geronimo keeps coming to me like you wouldn't believe. There's something that is getting ready to be unlocked over there by that Fort Huachuca. So I'm not a research person. However, that land has much knowledge that is waiting to be uncovered. I couldn't tell you, sister, but there are things over there by that Fort Huachuca, that mountain, that is getting ready to be resurrected. This is what they told me. And all the information that has been popping my way doesn't say anything else but that. But that. And then as soon as I can travel, I'm going to go over there by that mountain, me and my roller chair. I'm going to find a way to go over there and investigate. Because it's very important. You see, Trump is doing people what he came to do on this planet at this particular time. If you knew how to survive off the land, you wouldn't even have to give a darn. And I'm going to be nice, because I really want to say something else. You wouldn't have to concern yourself, people, if you knew how to grow your own food, build your own hut, and do these things. We throw away so much, and we graft after more. A little bug, you die. Tell you, it's going to be your own GD fault if you do not learn these indigenous ways. How to survive if you had nothing. How to dig and put up a lean-to. How to dig a pit to forge for wood. Maybe a lot of us wouldn't be big as a freaking half of a house. And I'm not being prejudiced or mean. However, it's the truth. How I know, I've been there. Almost 300 pounds at one time in my life. I've been there. Okay? So many of us must learn how to eradicate certain things that we put into our bodies. And like the little sister said, not only food, nourishment that you chop between your choppers, if you got them, if you don't, then you know what to do. And when I say choppers, I mean teeth, you know. It's also what you allow to come through your eyes, through your nose, through your ears, through the vibrations of your body, period. And like the little sister said, don't take your ass on up in your club doing the stripper and carrying on, because eventually that's really going to get your nature, your vibration down to the ground. Okay? Down to the ground. And it's going to be that much more difficult to elevate so that you can navigate in a good way. You see? So it is so much, Sister Beata, that I can share about this. And our listeners, if anyone has any thing to add, let's get it on.
Thank you, Sister. You've shared quite a bit of expansive reality energy about the environment you live in. And that's one of the reasons I don't use the word G-O-D. For me, that limits the nature of what you just talked about. There are so many people who have put the Creator in a little box. They call him G-O-D. They call him G-O-D when the Creator is both male and female and includes the whole cosmos, planetary system of the universe. So, but what you described is what happens when you take the Creator out of the box of religion and begin to explore nature and all the vast, vast energies around us, seen and unseen, that are controlling everything on this planet of Earth. So I'm so glad you shared all these things that you're experiencing, and hopefully the people listening will begin to realize you have to come out of the box to begin to explore and understand, overstand, interstand, commonstand this huge universe that is within us in our human bodies and that surrounds us everywhere we look. So we do have a caller who has pressed one. So let me open the mic for 773-372. Your mic is open.
Good evening. Hello, my name is Z. This is Akufi.
Good evening, Kufi. Thank you for joining us.
Greetings,
wow,
my brother.
I remember I talked with Amaz about 6 months ago, and I was telling her about my experience with seeing UFOs. And I caught the third one on film, which I filmed it off my phone. And it just zoomed away. It was like, I don't know whether they were looking at me or whatever, but something told me to look in the mirror. And they do have a telepathic connection with us, because I was told to look out the window each time. Somebody said, go look out the window. I'm like, what? And there it was. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it does expand and eliminates that word that you just talked about, G-O-D. It knocks it out the box, because God is bigger than the name.
Yeah.
Right.
Greater, it's bigger than we try to put names on it, which limits it. And I think, you know, when you talked about the Manteca, the mountain, we have to realize mountains are not just mountains. Mountains are underground cities. They're entryway into the underground. They have underground cities all over the world, from Europe to Africa. Okay? Underground cities are already there. You know, and they go in those mountains. They say the sun goes down there. They have gardens and fruit and vegetables. They say the grapes are big like oranges. So there is an underground world that is there.
I'd like to say you're right. You know, Brother Kufi and Sister Viata, when I was living with Dr. Stanley in Surprise, Arizona. That particular room that she allowed me to stay in, I couldn't sleep very well because I always felt the vibration. And I could always hear machines, like big machines, power, like computers running. And I could feel somebody, I could feel like somebody was traveling, or there was a car system or a train or a rail system underneath. Well, mind you, that was right next to Luke Air Force Base. And I would always say to Dr. Stanley, I said, it's something on the ground. It's a city or something. It's something there. And one day, I was told to open my door, and I looked up into the sky like I did earlier today, and it was another city. So you are correct. Doesn't matter. And this was in 09. Oh, this was 2010 when I recognized this here in Surprise Air, or there in Surprise, Arizona, right next door to Luke Air Force Base. So, you said, Brother Kofi, they're everywhere, and people do not realize this, or they don't want to believe it.
Well, the military know that they're there. So
yes,
you just connect to those, the Chinese military, the Russian military, the army. That's where we're getting our engineering from. Now, I've seen a picture, which from NASA, from this guy named Snowden, who tapped into NASA. They saw on a certain planet, I think it was Mars, when they had like trucks and machinery that they dig in these earths, and they make a home for them wherever they go. They have the technology, laser blast, and this is how they put all the pyramids here. You know, everyone's trying to figure out what's the pyramids for, and, you know, was it the house grain or whatever. But those are electric currents, and they have them all over the world. They have them all over the earth, thousands of them. And they're connected to underground cities, and they are light. They're like a energy base. I'm not sure I'm getting more information about it, but it's an energy base where it can receive energy from the sky and from nature. You know, those are energy conductors, which is a better word. A lot of people are looking into this, and when I first got connected, it overwhelmed me, but now it's natural, because if you look at some of our spiritual, like Jesus or Moses, they had them always going up to the mountain, you see? And it's something about when you've been visited, and there was a book called Enochi, which is in the Bible about visitations. When you've been visited, that changes your whole paradigm. That changes everything. I mean, all truth starts to come to you.
Yes.
You're aware of everything now. You're aware of everything now. You know, because now you realize that, you know, you're not looking for a great Jesus to come out the clouds. You're not looking for this great destruction. You're not looking. Then you look at man and go, oh, my God, people are confused. That's why they're acting like this. They don't have the information.
Yeah.
And that's why we have wars and people are fighting and politics and religion, because they don't have that experience that, you know, you talk about Mama Z, they didn't have that experience that kind of opened up their chakras and said, wait a minute, there's something else out here.
Yes.
And always apply it. I don't want to talk too long, but I always apply it to when we were little children. When you were 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, before you knew anything about God or anything about, you know, whatever, what did you do? You ran outside, connect with nature every day. You would cry, couldn't go outside. That's the religion. Earth is our religion. Earth is our world. Earth is heaven. This is the milk and honey. When you were that age, you spent outside. I was discovering things. That is the religion that of mine, is to discover, you know, is to discover what is the sun, you know, what is this cycle that's going around this heating it's like a rim of heat going around and around and around. I've stared at the sun long enough so I can see it going around. I go, wow, that's not fire. That's a ring that's going around. Just like, what's the planet that have a ring around it?
Saturn.
Saturn. Okay, mm-hmm. that ring, it's straight up on the circle and it's going around and around and around. If we understand that everything is created out of darkness and it's rotating, it's circulating, all these elements, then you can get humanization. You can get everything out of that. Once you realize that, that is the face of God, the rotation, the spinning of the universe. That is God. And if you look at some of the Area 51, was an area that a lot of these planes were coming into. It probably is a portal base so they can go down into the underground.
It is. And Brother Kufi, in your research, and anyone else who's listening, you look up Fort Huachuca, the Army base there, here, and just do some research on the Buffalo Soldiers and the history there with Geronimo and other Indian people that I may or may not be aware of at this moment. Please, there's something there. And you may be able to hit something, another piece of the puzzle. And I want to ask you about Chicago and the murders. Do you think, Brother Kufi, and you too, Sister Viata, that is something messing with the minds that's demonic because us as melanated people really don't know who we are and the power or the big stick or big staff that we walk with? And do you think that maybe in that Chicago it's some type of a vortex there that is somebody has opened up and
exactly.
All of these negative things or demons are being able to piggyback? I'm only asking because that just came to me.
What I see, I've been here for, all my life, and I'm living in Chicago now, and I know we're battling spiritual battles. And what Chicago is going through, just like a lot of other cities have gone through, is a sort of, I'm going to say it right here, where it's been males have been feminized and females have been masculinized. It's been a demasculinization going on, and we're entering a new era where homosexuality is normal and legal, and that's causing a lot of strife and grief. Families are broken up. Now you have two women raising your child. So you have a lot of disagreements. We have drugs here. The city, it was because of President Obama, it was a light on this city. And this city has really brought Babylon institution, has been institutionalized here. And that's why I came out to preach the word of God, make sure that, hey, I'm living righteously in the city of Chicago while unrighteousness is being let loose. But righteousness is coming back now, you see. But that's what just happened. We're going, just like Minneapolis, it happened to Minneapolis. It happened to Atlanta. It happened to California. You know what I'm saying? Those cities it happened to, where you have an influx of homosexual relationships. And that's what I see has happened to Chicago. That nature has set in now. Now we have to deal with it. So it's other things that are based, too, with the drugs and the lack of jobs and really gentrification, because I'm dealing with gentrification where I was brought out of my home 20 years ago and I'm just trying to figure out where to go. You know what I mean? So gentrification, they pull you out your home here. So everyone's dealing with that, and it's a lot of things going on. And so I believe right now there's a newness of light coming into the city of Chicago. I believe even Trump saying now, if Chicago doesn't get his act together, he's going to send in the feds. You know, that tells me as a man just to stand up and tell everybody else, hey, look what this guy's saying. You know, and this is a perfect time right now in 2017, especially for black individuals, to come together and start creating their own little townships of ownerships of land. That's the only way they cannot move you around and start migrating to those areas. If you can buy up a block of land on a block, then call that a district and put businesses there. That's what we're going to have to do. We have to start building relationships. They really divided black people until where now all we're doing now is seek truth, and we're seeking truth. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's good. But you can seek truth for 20 years. You understand? That's why
okay,
we're saying.
Let me ask you this, Brother Kufi. Did you not tell me some time back that you had, between your family, you had land in Oklahoma?
I have 10 acres of myself. My whole family has 100 acres in White House, Texas, yes.
Oh, in Texas. What is holding you back there in that Chicago? When you know these things and you have the opportunity of land, what's holding you back to move on over and do what you came, I guess, maybe you didn't come to migrate to Texas to your land. I don't know.
I came to bring that information out. I'm looking for the right time. You can't do it by yourself. And we got to eradicate fear. If there's a fear level, and we're trying to strengthen people up so they can say, wow, I can really take care of myself. Wow, I can do this. We've been so dependent upon the government for, 50, 60 years? Years. Come on. And it's hard to pry people off and say, hey, man, you can collect your water, collect your own rainwater. You can house energy from the sun with the solar energy. And they're like, I don't know about that. So my thing is getting people educated enough. So now people are starting to do those things. It doesn't have to be with me. It could be, you know, we should have thousands of townships around America. I just want to get people to start making that journey and looking at it. You know, you can start by just putting a tent in your backyard. That's how I started. Yes. Just put a tent in your backyard and spend the night.
Yes.
You'll connect to nature, and then that fear of holding yourself in an apartment or a home, it'll leave yourself, and you go, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be adventuring. Life is a journey. And so this is
the
greatest time.
That's how I started out, you know, going to get a tent at Sam's. And then I found this place in 1990, Pettigrew State Park, over there in Terrell County, North Carolina. And then when it was time for me to break down my tent, I came back to my spot in High Point and put up a tent in my backyard. And every brother in the neighborhood was like, oh, no, she's on a walker. And she's sleeping in a tent. They had to come and check to see if I was crazy or did they need to call the mental wagon, you know. And then after they kind of found out why, they just kind of left me alone and would watch me out of their window.
Can I say something? I'd like to chime in on this right now while it's on my mind. You know, I grew up in Chicago, and I think now, even when I go back, many of the black neighborhoods have a church almost on every corner, or at least every few blocks, there's a church in the neighborhood, several churches in the neighborhood. And when I see that, I always think about how the slave master has done a really good job of programming the slaves that they need to use the Bible as their manual for doing things. The problem with that is that these pastors come into the church and lead the sheep astray. We got so many pastors, especially now, that are on the down low, I think they call it, homosexuals in the pulpit, lying to the sheep and doing their thing and collecting all that money. And do you think they're teaching them about the ancestors' ways of buying land and building your own house and growing your own food? No, those pastors are preaching this prosperity message, and they're teaching them that if you don't pay your tithes, you're going to go to hell. And so part of the resurrection, in my mind, of ancient wisdom and the revolution that we're looking at is going to happen when people come out of that church building. Because the slaves have been taught that the church is a building where the pastor tells you a bunch of lies every Sunday, and then you're supposed to obey the pastor and give him all your money, and then go home and sin and do whatever else you do with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever. And there's no spirituality growth because everybody's connected to this program of going to church on Sunday and then going home and going the rest of the week doing all kind of hellish things. So there's got to be a resurrection of that. There's got to be a coming out of that church box for people to, especially the Black community, to really grow in their spiritual journey like you're talking about this evening.
That's right on the point. That's it.
Yes.
These ministers are getting in the way of us because I went to church. I get kicked out of churches. There, I can take me to the door. They'll take me to the door. They've taken me to the door before because I said, heaven's on earth, man. Why are y'all telling people that it's coming? Everybody, you're robbing everybody of their joy. And I'm walking around here full of joy, full of energy. I get on the bus sometimes. I walk around. I see people low, and they look at me like, why are you so happy? I'm like, because I'm not in this religion. I have it for myself. I'm connected. I always pose a question to them. If you're the last person on earth, what entity would you be connected to every day? Nobody else on earth but you. What would you be looking forward to seeing every day? What would navigate your plans and your direction? The sun. Because you know that gives you warmth, is growing your food, is giving you time. So now, if I'm in the world by myself, I need to connect to nature. We've gotten away from connected from nature. We don't even get picnics no more because they charge you to give a picnic now. You can't even get picnics outside. You see where we at? Now they're putting in prayer back in school. That's fine. But they're going to lead people right back to that church, and I'm not going to let it happen because the kingdom of God is within us. It's a spiritual kingdom. Heaven is within you. And once you find that out, your journey is highlighted. You know,
and then you'll attract. I think when you have that mind that you're talking about, Kufi, then you're going to attract the aliens and all these beings, the higher beings that will teach you higher knowledge. That's what it's like the law of attraction. When the student is ready, the teacher shows up. So Mama AZ's getting all these high-minded teachers showing up in her environment and ancient and ancestor voices and all that because she's ready. And just like many of us on this Soul Purpose Healing blog talk shows, we're ready for a higher teacher. Until you come out of that, take the creator out of the box, the teacher is not going to show up because some of them would drop dead of a heart attack if they showed up. I'm going to open up, I think this is Kwame's mic, 706-202. Your mic is open.
Greetings, Sister Beata, Miss AZ, and Brother Kufi.
Brother Kufi.
Right. I'm up here at JJ's at the spa, and I once a month I come and rejuvenate myself in this place and do my cleansing and things here and just take some time and come out of nature and then do this and then go back. And I was listening to Brother Kufi, and he's in an area that I grew up in, and I probably have been gone from Chicago about as long as he's been in the world. Because I was in Chicago in the 50s, all the way up until 93. So, I mean, I know that area, but it's really something. It's not just Chicago, it's the state in itself. And the name of it, of the state, really says something because it's Illinois. And if you look at the illness and the noise that's coming, it's only in certain places, is that in the city of Chicago. My mom lives up in DeKalb, Illinois, and, you know, my sisters and my one brother is there at up there at Northern University in that area. And so I know what you're speaking of, and you said that you have land there in White House, Texas, and the thing that you're looking at is, you know, being able to utilize that 2 acres of land, and there's a lot can be done with 2 acres, and being able to bring people there and connect them back to nature, as opposed to, in like you said, the Park District of Chicago charge you for going parking in the park. I remember we used to can go out on 57th Street to the point and beat drums all night long till the sun came up, and nobody never bothered you. You could
mm-hmm,
sleep in the park.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't attempt that today. And, you know,
no.
I've watched them even take out the S-curve there on Lakeshore Drive when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
We used to ride from Lincoln Park all the way back to 63rd Street, you know, riding up and down the lakefront. But and you could eat the fish that came out of the lake. I wouldn't dare attempt to do that today. You know, there was a lot of things in which Chicago was really plentiful for, but the thing that happened with even the naming of Chicago, because it was named after a black man who discovered right there on the Chicago River, right there off of Michigan Avenue and Wacker Drive. And so, you know, there's a lot of history in Chicago that we have, you know, there. And he was talking about the regentrification, because I watched them when they took all of the lakefronts back and they took down
mm-hmm.
all of the projects. I watched them build the projects and I watched them take the projects down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how long that I've been able to see that transformation, because I remember as a kid being raised right there at 63rd Street where the Dan Ryan L station is at. Our building used to be right there. My grandmother had right there where the church is, the Catholic Church on 55th Street. Her laundromat was right across the street from that church, and Kroger's was on the corner. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's a history there, but the history is the foundation. And the thing that we're looking at is how do we, like we said last night with Crow Voices, we see what the prison system is doing, because 26 in California, I went to jail in the same jail cell that my father was in when he first came to Chicago. And being there in those old jails where they pull the handle and everybody walks out and clank, it was called the Bridewell. I watched 26 in California grow across the street from the steel mills they tore down to a prison that you can do life right there in the inner city. The federal prison is right downtown off of Wells Street. So, I mean, I've seen that city and it's growing and all that it's become. The thing that you're looking at being there as a young man is reaching out and seeing those youth that's in the community, those young men that can be guided in some way of being a role model for them. But even more so, it would be to be able to establish a place in Texas and be able to have, you know, those youth there in Texas need saving. It's where do you want to begin your work at? Do you want to try to work in the inner city, which is polluted and toxic, or do you want to go to nature where you have a space and land where you can work with the mother under the stars and have, you know, Texas
right.
is really the head of the dove, because if you notice something about Texas, why did they build the Moody Pyramids right there in Galveston, Texas, on the exact same latitude as the 3 pyramids of Giza? Because they triangulated the energy from the pyramids of Giza to Texas, because Texas is very important in its portal of the energy that's coming out of Texas, especially Fort Worth area. But two, you're looking at Fort Huachuca, Ms. AZ is talking about Arizona. Right there in Tucson is Mount Graham, which was the sacred Native American place in which they did work with extraterrestrials. The Vatican came in and took that mountain and put the only binocular telescope. You can look it up. It's a binocular telescope, and the name of the telescope is the Lucifer. The University of Arizona designed this special telescope in which they're looking at and communicating with extraterrestrials. So what you're doing, and right there at South Mountain, on the other side of South Mountain, is God's gateway where they come in and land and take out from. So, I mean, we have been what the Galactic Council and Federation has told us. We're quarantined right now, and we're in an incubated state as trying to get rid of this infection that we have in the human being. And so for us, it's looking at once upon a time when we had less, we had more connection to our cosmic self than we do today with all this technology.
It's interesting that, you know, we got a lot of people on the earth who have infections, and they're just putting different names on them, like cancer. And my stepmother was recently diagnosed with lymphoma, so she's doing the chemo thing. And then another friend emailed me asking me about some pre-Alzheimer's condition where protein shows up on the cells in the brain, and she's looking for advice on that. But I think Kwame put it in one word, infection. We got a lot of people on the planet infected by the matrix system's way of treating people and feeding people and educating people. And it's causing infections in the body, in the mind, and in the spirit. And so we who are the healers, the rock medicine women, all of us many of us on Blog Talk, the Female Solution, we are the healers to bring the balance and the energy to get rid of the infections that so many people have today. And it's going to happen very slowly. Many people are going to have to leave their bodies and try another round, incarnation, some other time. And I'm seeing that right already. My cousin just passed away this week from an quote infection that they call cancer. You know, they put all these different names on these quote infections so that they can sell the drugs to treat these cancers and all lymphomas and Alzheimer's. But that's the deception that's in the land. And when Mama AZ said, well, we're going to do a show about resurrecting the ancient knowledge, and I thought, oh, that sounds really good. And then the creator took me to another level of that, of understanding where we are today, like Kwame just mentioned, infections, and all the deception around the infections, what's causing them, how to treat them. And we, the conscious ones, we are part of the collective conscious ones who are ready to bring healing at Fort whatever. And so that's why we're here tonight, is to start to continue this process of healing.
Sister, there's a lot of background noise. Do you hear that? I don't know. It's not me.
I've got three mics open. Let me close one. See what happens. Okay. Does that help? Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yes, ma'am. As Sika says, it is the Babylon thinking. You know, it's not Babylon. It's your Babylon thinking, and this is one avenue that we must learn to shut down. Is that Babylon thinking? You know what I mean?
Well, that comes from the systems that man has set up for us to be brainwashed the church system, the religious system, the food, the medical system, educational system. All these systems are Babylon that we need to come out of. They're causing infections in the population because people, we've been taking that in our minds for so long from the plantation forward. Even what we're eating today, a lot of it is plantation mind. We're supposed to eat all the different parts of the pig and the chicken and eat all the squirrel and the wild animals. We need to eat all these animals and then we need to take all these drugs, and that's all plantation thinking. It's not ancient past. It's not the wisdom of our ancestors. My grandfather used to grow his own food. He built his own house. And we have forgotten how to do those things. So we have to be the ones to bring that wisdom back.
Yes, and I'd like to ask Brother Kofi again, is it vibrationally better for you, Brother Kofi, to hang 10 in that Chicago, or where you have land that is yours, you can build from that? Do you own where you are now? Is it yours?
I'm renting a condo now in the city, but I bought some land out in Robbins, so I'm building a house out there now. I have people out there, so I'm building an area up out there. I want to be able to go areas to help build, whether I do it in Tyler, Robbins, Florida, or however. I want to bring this knowledge to our people to say it's time that we can start galvanizing and start coming together and getting land, or having someone to have that land and building on it. You know, that's my passion. And it takes a while. You just can't tell people to pick up and go. You have to first give them knowledge. You have first freedom of that Babylonian thoughts. And sometimes it takes a couple of years to do that. You know, I've been talking on these radio, and people know me, and that's good. I'm not trying to be known, but if they know me, they're going to know me that I'm trying to encourage them. I talked to young guys yesterday on the train, and it's like they kept on saying, man, keep on talking, don't get off. Because I was telling them, I said, go get land. I said, they're moving us around because you're renting. And I'm like, wow, thank you so much, you know. So my thing is now is to give people the knowledge for them not to follow me, you know, that's fine, but to be able to start building and upgrowing your own townships, that is the level that we know. That's where we should start living like that in America. Stop living as dependent. Start owning our town, running for mayor, running for these cities, having our own police departments. This is where my mind is. But we're trying to educate everyone through the knowledge of the world, the knowledge of the universe. We're trying to motivate and get everybody on that same frequency, you see, in our food and everything. And once we get on that same frequency, then you can make calls. Then you can make those calls and say, hey, let's get together and let's do it. But everybody has that frequency.
I still say, Brother Kofi, I still say, if that land is yours 100% and you do not owe anything on it, however, just need to pay taxes,
right? So
I would find a way to deadhead down there to White House, Texas.
Because it's called White House, I'm looking at Trump. I'm looking at his administration, and I want to negotiate with the government to let them know that we're going to do this. Because, you know, you know what happened last time when we did it. You understand? So it's a progress. I have to let...
Sister Viata.
I'm sorry?
I was just trying to see if my mic open.
Yeah, you're still open.
It's open.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's all a progress.
When he gets finished, I'd like to, you know, speak to what he's saying.
Okay,
go ahead. And it's,
yeah,
I'm saying it's a process. It's a process that goes on with this. You know, you just can't say go tomorrow. I'm under a process. I'm being guided. I'm being led by the Spirit to do it. And I want to get to this government, get to this national government, and make sure that this national government knows, and maybe they can help us with resources or funding I want to go to the governor of Texas. I've already sent him a letter, and you know, now I'm trying to get those connections, and so where I have everything set, then I can call the people in. So go right ahead, brother.
Well, I mean, that's a vision in which you have, and I think that Ms. AZ is hitting on a point, because you have Mox Marion, which is the Nation of Islam, and Minister Farrakhan lives right there in Hyde Park off Woodlawn. And mm-hmm. he went to the Nation of the Navajo, which had 2 million acres of land, and he spoke to their council, and he said that when he got in the car and drove there on their land, when he stepped out of the car, I was stepping onto your people's land, not the land of Arizona. I was stepping onto your people's land. I live in Chicago. I step out of my car. My house sits on land that belongs to the city of Chicago. I have a temple that belongs to the city of Chicago. You have a condo that belongs to the city of Chicago, that land mm-hmm. in which it sits on. The mm-hmm. thing that I'm hearing Ms. AZ saying is that when you step out of your vehicle onto that 2 acres of land, that land is Kufi's land. It's mm-hmm. not the state of Texas. It belongs to Kufi from his ancestors, who owned 100 acres and gave him 2 of the 100. What
I got
we
10.
Have to do, what we have to become is that we're looking at what, how did we do more with less? We had land. They are not making no more land on this planet. If you have land, this is what yeah. the fight is with the reservation at Standing Rock and all of these places in which they're wanting to direct pipelines across. That is not your land. The eminent domain, it is not that eminent domain. That land belongs to Creator. We are the caretakers of this planet. Yes. We do not own this. Nothing on this planet belongs to Creator. What we yep. are is the caretakers and the workers of this land. The way that you tell the greatness of a people is by 3 things that Dr. John Henry Clark taught us, is that you have to have land, water, and women. That shows the greatness of a nation of people. Because, number one, you need the land in which to grow and to live on and to produce and the resources from that land. You need water in order to nourish what you're growing on that land and to sustain you with life from water. And you need women to reproduce yourself. When you have those 3 things, you have a great nation. If you miss any one of them, you have destruction in your nation.
That's what I'm saying, Brother Kwame, and I'm also saying, Brother Kufi, if you do not own the land, stock and barrel, whatever, and you're paying on it, not just taxes, but you're paying on it, I don't understand, and you tell me. I know it's a process, but we've been talking about this forever and a day. That's another major reason a lot of blog talks I don't get on anymore. I don't say anything, you know.
But the
I just
process,
say hello and listen yeah, to the Most High. I'm saying you own that land over there in that White House, Texas, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Go there.
I own it.
How old are your children? Tell me this. How old are your children?
I have twins. They're 11.
Okay. Now, they should already know how to balance a checkbook, their bank book, have their own bank account, and what have you. Have a little side thing. If they're your children, have a little side thing on the side, bringing in some monies that are, and then they should know how to take down a tent how to put up the lean-to, how to take it down, all of this. All of this, Brother Kofi, especially your son. And you know, I have issues with parents today. The knuckleheads, man, you know, they do not have the fortitude to teach their children how to build, how to work. You know, I've had people pull guns on me for teaching their children how to be human beings on this planet, okay? What I'm saying, Brother Kofi, you have land. What is it that is not in order that you cannot teach your tribe? Don't worry about anybody else. Don't concern yourself about anybody else. You concern your energies for your tribe, period.
Right, I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to bring together a commission of dollars, put together about 10 or 15 millionaires. I'm talking to some investors right now. They're starting some banks. And so this is nothing that it's not nothing where you're going in there and just living off the land. I want to go in there with investors.
Can I ask you something?
I'm done.
Kofi, could I ask you something?
Sure.
How in you having that land, have you investigated what the value of that 2 acres is worth?
Ten acres.
Okay, what is the value of that 10 acres worth?
About a little over close to $1 million.
Okay. So if you went and you invested half of that land and said that I want to lease this land for X amount of $1 million to whoever wants to build on that land, and you put it into a trust where you have 2 11-year-old children and you invest that land in trust for 99 years, if you invest that land, this is how Europeans do it. They take the land that their family owns, and they lease that land for 99 years. That means that your children for 99 years will pass it on to their children and to their children for the next person to be able to get the rent from that land.
Go ahead, Kwame.
At the end of your arm is the hand that you need. Put a pencil and a piece of paper and you figure out the value you have. That's why I said the three things that builds a nation. When you tell your children and you bring them and open that door inside that condo on whatever floor you live on, they only know that one space. When they walk onto 10 acres, do you know how much 10 acres looks to a child to be able to say, this is my daddy's?
Hey, I told my son it's 25 blocks.
But what I'm
blocks.
Saying is that in you being able to show them by letting them see land as far as they can see, for those 10 acres belongs to them.
Yep.
I got to make an announcement. I need to make an announcement. I don't know what happened, but we only have about 5 minutes left. I didn't schedule it for the full 2 hours for some reason. So we've got about maybe 10 minutes, but those people who are listening online, you're going to be cut off at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then those of us who are on the phone, we'll have another maybe 5 minutes after 9:30, so we can go till 9:35.
Well,
so we've got about 10 minutes left. That's all. Go ahead.
But what I'm seeing is that you have all the you got it. Your Creator has given you the source. What are you afraid of?
Scared, honey. Kofi,
don't do that, Mama D. Don't do that. I'm not scared at all. I like I said, it's a process. I'm an investor, and I have to have investors.
Listen to me, Brother Kofi. If I had known at 27 years of age what my mom had deeded to me and what I bought me a brand new house, had it built, moved in it at 18, had it almost paid for by the time I was 27, $5,000 more. I'm not bitter. It was just a lesson. But I entrusted my closest family members, okay? And if I had had a Kwame, a Mama AZ in my life, and many, many others, Professor Houston, Warren, Brother L.A., and so on, at 27, ain't no way all of that land would end up being eminent domain, and the rest mortgage hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and
yeah,
I have nothing. But it's okay. It's okay. This is what I'm saying, baby. Teach your young now to do the Kuta Kinte. Get a living will and all of those things that you need, Brother Kofi. That's
under
all that
a living
will.
My grandfather put the land under a will already. It's set. Nobody can take it. My whole thing right now is to let you guys know what I'm doing. It's putting out the narrative. Putting out the narrative for these for athletes, entertainers, money, for people who have money, who have resources. And if you say this in 2005, no one will listen to you. In 2010, no one will listen to you. But 2016, they've been talking about it. People are moving and say, wait a minute. You understand?
But
so 2017 and 18, I believe that people are going to start physically doing things. So all I'm doing, man, is putting out that narrative to bring people to where I can make calls and get investors and say, let's do this. And it'll be really, really easy because
the
narrative
is
out.
Kofi, the only thing that we're sharing with you, brother, is that your grandfather deeded and willed that land because he knew that the generations to come, for you, the seventh generation of his lineage, would be able to take that same land and utilize it because your investment is what he did by buying it.
Right.
Your investment is what he did by buying it and leaving it. And if you think that they can't take that land, ask all of those people that used to own all of that property out there called Hilton and all of that resort area used to belong to them. That was the 40 acres and the mule that got, and they don't own nothing on those sea islands. All of it, they walked in and took it because
of
back taxes.
You're waiting for investment and things. You're waiting for somebody to roll up in there and invest. They got a part of that too. If they're going to invest in your property and crap, they got a part of it too.
I'm using the blueprint of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and how they started with Gurley. Okay, just so y'all know. And he got together.
Okay.
He got together 10 people. Okay, and then he went on from there. Okay, so right now the narrative is out there. You have now. Listen, look, I'm saying. Last 2 years, you have a rapper named
Still belongs to the white people. They took it all back, brother.
No, man, but
they took all of that land back.
I'm not the only one with land, is what I'm trying to say. We have brothers and sisters who have hundreds of acres of land. Okay.
I'm talking about brother Cooper.
No,
we're talking about you.
I started this process 3 years ago, and I said when I first started asking people, they said, nah, I ain't interested in that. But I'm talking to people now in 2016, 2017, their ears pop up and go, wait a minute. That's you know, see, it's a process I'm in. You can't just do this and pop up and do it. It's a process to make it happen. If God is controlling it, I'm allowing the Creator to do this. And I don't know nobody expected to do it.
It's also called social capital.
Yes, social capital. And now I can go like Nas right now, the rapper, he just started an investment company. He put $500,000 in there to start. You understand? Guys are realizing they need that capital. So you see what's happening in the world. People are realizing, wait a minute, we've been integrated. We have excellent knowledge now. We have systematic where we can build our own homes and do for ourselves now. Okay? So it's just like training the slaves like they did back in 2008 with Tulsa. They had to train those slaves to think differently. And because they were being hung all over the country, they knew they had to find some way better. And that's what sprouted them. And I believe this time we're being shot all over the country. I believe this time is the perfect example of that, to where now brothers and sisters can dialogue on what we're talking about. Could you talk about this with somebody 10 years ago? No, you couldn't. But can now.
I think you're right about this is the time of consciousness rising, and so you're probably right. There's more opportunity maybe today for people to invest in what you want to do in Texas. So I'm so sorry we're at the end of the show, but we can continue this on Sunday on Soul Purpose Healing. And please, by all means, if you want to share this. I already had someone, I think it was Luna, text me or about whether this was in the archives. Please share this with your friends and family. In fact, I have your phone numbers. I'll send you the link to the show, and then that way you can go to have your friends and family go to the Blog Talk and listen to the show in the archives, because all this information Mama AZ brought out and Kufi and Kwame is very important to begin the resurrection of ancient wisdom. That's what this is all about. So I want to thank everybody for sharing. We'll be back again on Sunday, Soul Purpose Healing. So join us then at 8 o'clock, and I will be sure and send everyone who listened the link to the show so we can share it and keep the momentum going. So everybody have a great week. I'll be on Friday. I'll be on the Female Solution for Health and Wellness. Got a great show lined up. Mama AZ, any final words?
I just give thanks to my listening audiences, you, Brother Kwame, Brother Kufi, and anyone else that I did not mention. I give thanks to all. Aho.
Aho and shalom.
Hey. Oh. All right.